Now, Syria has called on the United Nations Security Council to condemn Israel's repeated attacks on the country and take immediate action to stop them. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says that the Israeli attacks complement the crimes committed by Daesh and undermine regional peace and stability. The ministry, in messages to the UN chief and the Security Council, accused Israel of protecting terrorists. That's just hours after an Israeli air raid on a Syrian military position in Hama province left two soldiers dead and caused material damage. Damascus says the Israeli aggression is in response to Syria's recent victories against terrorists. The Syrian ministry has expressed regret over the UN inaction to halt the Israeli attacks. Political commentator Gordon Duff believes that Israel is the biggest loser in the Syria conflict and is much more likely to attempt further mischief in the future. Take a listen.
The loser of all time is Israel. Israel is losing their relationship with Saudi Arabia. They're losing their relationship with Turkey. They're losing their relationship within the right extreme in the United States because it's splintered against Trump. Well, being above the law has always been in the nature of Israel. They don't fear consequences. They always know the U.S. has been there, and they believe they have a free ride again. They're down to where they have nothing to lose anymore. Their position is untenable. Israel is going to be extremely weak when Daesh is defeated. Iran is going to be all-powerful from its own borders right into Lebanon. And Israel can't live with that unless they push for another war or they find some other form of mischief. And this one is just Israel tweaking the edge to see how people are going to respond. There's going to be more of this, much more, I'm afraid.